But we realize that God provides powerful fulfillment to the man that he has created. So, therefore, since he provided this fulfillment to you and I that he's created, we go to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16 to see how that works. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. He provides that fulfillment for you. And it reads like this: that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner man. In other words, if you are a Christian man or woman in society today, he wants to strengthen your spirit in the inner man. Are you strong on the inside? Are you strong? See, my friend, that is the issue. I was talking with a brother today earlier, and this brother was on his job this week. I don't think he's in the room. I think he's doing security. But I was talking with his brother today, and he said that on his job, 1 second, everything's going to be going absolutely great in your life. And within the next second, you're going to see somebody with a limb amputated and screaming and blood flowing. Now, what you need to do is become strengthened in your spirit. That is exactly what the verse is saying to me. He's saying that he wants me to be strengthened in my spirit. He would grant us, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner man. The church today are weak and wimped out. The thought of some of you losing your job will make your life chaotic. The thought of your husband or wife passing away on you. I don't know. Have you ever heard Christians say, I don't know what I do? You better wake up. He'll strengthen you in the inner man. You see, my thing is, I don't care what he does, I know what I'm going to do. It's exactly what he wants me to do. Because he told me that he's going to strengthen me in my inner man. The church today doesn't want anything to happen because in their inner man they are weak on the inside. How about 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23? Go there with me. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. Now here what we're looking at is this tightening up process covers man's whole aspect of his being. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and we're going to look at verse 23. And I want to make sure I have it right because I don't want to make a mistake here. Right. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely. Not a partial sanctification. Entire sanctification. And may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, what he's saying right here is that this tightening up process covers man's whole aspect. First of all, through and through. He wants you to be tightened up thoroughly. He wants his spirit to come in your life, every area of your lives. You know what the area is where you're weak. You heard me say last week, preacher, don't ever tell your people, I know we're all weak. Young people, you're going to hear people say, well, I failed the Lord and you've got to fail him too. I made many mistakes in life and I'm your parent and you have to make those mistakes too. Mothers, have you ever spoken with your daughters like this? Oh, I know that boy is so exciting to you. And I had to go through discovering sin, and you have to go through it too. Listen, this is a total contradiction of what this verse is saying right here. Total contradiction. And may your spirit, soul, and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. How many of us as believers are saying, oh, we can't live on that level? John is thinking above where God wants us. Have you heard people talk to you like that? I want you to go by those folks' house and see the way they live. Because those folks are living shabby lives. They don't believe in the Word of God themselves. They think that they're going to be able to slide. Oh, no. I am here to tell you people that we understand something about God. We understand that he's providing a powerful fulfillment to the man that he has created through and through, through his whole spirit, soul, and body. Now, this fulfillment is only given to those who have committed their lives to Christ. If you can't live this, it's evident you're none of his. Now, we can resolve this. You can become one of his right now by saying, Lord, I haven't been able to. Listen, have you met people that can't live like this? Have you met people that think that the Bible is an idealistic book? These people have not experienced God's power. You can do it. If I did not believe this, I would never have quoted that verse to you. Through and through. Complete. That's what he's promised me. There's no problem in my life that I can live it. And I would not listen to somebody that's not living it. Some of you are having communication with people that never lived this out. And what you need to do is you need to say, are you saved or not? I mean, come on now. Are you saved? Because he's given me power to live through this. Let's move on down to the next point. What are we answering? We're trying to say, what does it mean to be a Christian man or a Christian woman in today's society? See, Cornelius, listen, I'm going to tell you. Peter came down from Joppa to Caesarea, and Cornelius said, God spoke to me in a vision, and Peter said he spoke to me too. Peter said, and so he sent me down here to talk to you, Gentile man, to tell you what you have to do. Did you know what Cornelius had to do? He had to do what you're doing this morning. He had to consider what it means to be a believer. Cornelius had to count the cost. Because I'm telling you, if he had this thing all wrong, then it's not going to be fulfilling. The next point, simply put, is this. Point number five is that the man that God created has a balanced perspective of what he is and what he might become.